And next up on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Nancy Faye. The Fighting Illini are the number 14 seed in the Big Ten tournament and start their postseason run with a first-round game against 11th-seeded Purdue on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you mind giving us a quick opening statement, then we'll take some questions.
I'm looking forward to the Big Ten tournament. You know, it's been a year that we're trying to take next steps. Thought we played Maryland in the last game really tough, but we hope we have some momentum going into the Big Ten. I'm excited to get started.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one.
Coach, while we line up our questions, can you talk a little bit about the contributions that Alex Whittinger's made to your program over the last 4 years?
Yeah, Alex has been kind of our anchor. Her ability to be a stopper at the rim with her shot blocking abilities. I think she has one of the best turnaround 15, 16 footers. She's developed a face up game out to the 3-point line. So she's just done a great job of scoring in different ways. Plays with a lot of heart and soul, and it's been a great contribution in so many different facets for our program.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, what are some of the areas of development that you've seen from your program over the course of this season?
You know, I think when you're a program that's trying to learn how to win. Last year, we were doing a lot of cultural things, and I'll be honest, I don't know if we were that competitive in the games. We were playing competitively, but, the scores weren't very tight. This year we've made that step. We've been in games, feel like we should have won more than we did, but, I think that it's made it tougher in some respects for our kids because we know we can win some games, come up close. That process, it's tough. It's a tough thing to try to instill that winning attitude. I really appreciate how hard the kids have competed, though.
Your next question is from Christy Winner-Scott with BTN.
Hey, Coach. And with that being said, you're saying how tough it is, to keep that the winning mentality up to par and expectations when they're not seeing the results, but the fight is there. So how do you embrace that kind of approach from the players? Like, I'm giving you everything. And how do you continue to, I guess, keep them positive without seeing the results that they want to see ultimately?
To be real, that was actually probably our conversation before Maryland at Maryland. We knew where we were. We knew where they were. And at the same time, what I challenge our kids is to not worry about who the name of the jersey of who we're playing. And we had a conversation before that game about what we're here for, and in the process, and in believing that our goal is at some point. I've always said I want little girls to want to play for Illinois across the country, and that they're part of that process, and that the pride that they have to have when it is tough. I think when you start trying to make sure you let the kids see the big picture of this. Instead of getting caught up in the small parts, I mean, I'm not trying to say that winning is not important. We believe and we're here to win, but we have to instill a pride. And I know that our last game we didn't come out on top, but if you would have saw them play, how hard they played, that was a team that could have easily just said, hey, this game's over before we step on the court. And so I think every coach wants kids that, like I said, take pride in what they do. And it's way beyond wins and losses right now in some respects, and we've got to keep making that step forward. I feel like that team has done this. Our team has done that.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, I think a lot of folks might be familiar with Alex and maybe even Brandi Beasley on your roster, but you've also had some contributions from some of your younger players this year. Can you touch a little bit on their growth during the course of the season?
Yeah, we brought three freshmen in that I think, you may not be able to see on the court all the time, but they're actually pretty excited about You know, the change, Ariel Scott, you know, she's come in. She's a three-point threat. You know, has had to deal with a lot of injuries this year and situations prior when she was coming in. But I just feel like she's an Illinois kid that is really taking a lot of pride in helping when we're trying to move this program. Janaya Ephraim, again, another kid that's battled some injuries, but, you know, just is excited to be here, and that's where we're excited that about her potential. And then finally, Mackenzie Blaze, they had a great game in the last game, starting to understand Big Ten play and how physical it is. You know, I'm not going to say which kid, but when we came back from the trip, one of those kids had already texted one of my coaches, say, when can we get in the gym? I need you to hit me with a football pad. I want to finish, you know, and that's when you know things are starting to turn in the attitudes, and I was really proud of that's coming from my freshman class.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, what are some of your goals heading into Indianapolis when you get started with this year's Big Ten tournament?
Win a game. You know, that's the first and foremost thing. We want to get there. We know we got a tough opponent with Purdue. You know, it's simple. It's like if we can put effort like we did last game, our kids can walk off course with their head high. But we got to make some steps execution-wise. You know, you see bits and parts, and then, you know, it's a team game, and if one kid doesn't do their job, it affects the other and our efficiency. And that's what we're trying to, you know, we put a lot of systematic things in, whether it's offense or defense, and to try to complete rotations. That's what we got to, you know, we got to complete those 40 minutes. So that's what I'm looking for.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us today. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this week.
Thank you.